pig farming is going through a very tough time at the moment. We have a situation where the price of feed has increased by approximately 40% year on year, and the price that we are getting for our meat is increased by about 20%. So you know, the fair drop in income there, like farmers' income has dropped in the region of 20% in the last year alone. And this has been driven by the drought in the United States and floods across Northern Europe. So we've had two extremes in weather, which is costing farmers dearly at the moment.
And in the feed you have cereals, and then you also have the protein source, which is the soy from South America. Now, how has the price changed in that particular part of the feed?
Yeah, we haven't, as you said, there is a mix of cereals and the protein in pig diets. And the pig diets contain about 20% protein, which is coming from South America, as you say, and it has increased by almost 100% in the last 6 months. It has gone from approximately 280 euros a tonne to 550 euros a tonne today. So again, this is putting farmers under enormous pressure at the moment. The price of pig meat hasn't increased at retail level over the past number of years. If anything, it might have slightly decreased. So again, this is putting our farmers under ferocious pressure. And it's back to the old story of retailers using pig meat as a loss leader within stores. I mean, we had an instance back a few months ago where one of our major retailers was actually giving away a free piece of bacon free. If a consumer went in and bought a chicken, they were actually getting a piece of back bacon free. I mean, this is what's going on. We can't continue having our pig meat used as a loss leader in retailers.
And is it time for the thing that people have been calling up for so many years, which is a supermarket ombudsman, some way of controlling the retailers?
Yeah, I think it's well past the time that, I mean, there has to be regulation in the retail trade. I mean, we can have regulation for alcohol, we can have regulation on energy, but there's no regulation on food. I mean, retailers can do what they like with food. It's well past the time that governments have to step up to the plate and bring in regulation to prevent retailers selling food produced by farmers at the cost of production. I mean, all a farmer wants out of this is a margin for producing food, and I think that has to happen. Or if not, we won't have a supply of Irish or European food going forward that will be totally relying on imports from South America or from wherever.
What's your message to the general public who are going out this afternoon, tomorrow morning, to buy their weekly shop and making a decision about pork?
Look, my message is very clear. I mean, people need to remember, if you're buying Irish, you're supporting an Irish industry, you're supporting Irish jobs. I mean, and the only way for Irish people to know that at the moment is to ensure when they are buying Irish meat that they buy meat carrying the Borbia Quality Assurance logo. I think that is my message. Remember, when you pick up a piece of meat carrying the Borbia Quality Assurance logo, you are protecting Irish jobs. You're protecting an industry that has about 10,000 people employed there at the moment. We want to hold on to the jobs we have and actually grow the industry and create more employment going forward.
And your message to people going into their local butcher shops where there is raw meat, it is not so easily determined where the meat is coming from.
Look, my message for butchers out there as well, for people going into butchers, is ask the question, the meat that I'm buying here, is it Irish? And ask the question, if it's not, why isn't it Irish? And if it's not Irish, why is it not identified as not being Irish? I mean, it's very simple. If somebody wants to sell imported meat, that's fine, but put the country of origin on the meat where the meat has been born and reared.